Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pancrack.
Welcome back to the Cully Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And recently, Kyle Grover just won the U.S. Open. And this week's question is the U.S. Open is the most underrated tournament in professional bass fishing. Keep our call, Panger.
I'm keeping this one. It's 41 years in history. Rick Klun has called it the toughest test in bass fishing. It's 3 days out in the desert. 10 pounds usually does you good. Now, it's moved to Mojave over the last 2 years, but it's historically in the U.S. Open. Out west, those anglers revere the U.S. Open. What Byron Velvick and John Murray and Aaron Martins and Cliff Perch and those guys have done out in the U.S. Open. It is just a fact that the media is not picking it up and carried it to the West Coast, to the South, to the Southeast, that it is not put on the pedestal the same way that the Bassmaster Classic is. But in my opinion, it is the second biggest tournament that you can win in tournament fishing, tournament bass fishing in the world.
Bigger than the Red Crest?
Yes.
Wow.
Red Crest has 5 years of history. You cannot compete with history. You cannot compete with the middle of the summer that they had this event in, the swamped boats competing on Lake Mead, trying to catch 13 inches, actually the limit out there, 13 inch smallmouth, the weather, the long runs, the grueling dynamics of it, and the caliber of West Coast angler that it draws. And more recently, if you look at the standings nationwide, I believe that the U.S. Open over the last 10 years has picked up even more momentum than it ever has in the past.
I do agree with you in many fronts, and I'm a huge fan of the U.S. Open. There's a reason that every time Perch weighs in, I mention his three U.S. Open wins. I mean, any of our anglers that have U.S. Open, I mean, I put that right up there. So I don't think I have to say that I have a lot of respect for that event. I think that's an incredible event. When you put it number two, that's when I'm like, wait a second. And for simple reasons. How do you enter the U.S. Open?
It is an entry fee. I believe it's $1,600. You can sign up for it when registration opens until the field fills up.
That is the one caveat. I mean, it's got incredible history. It's got, the quotes like the Rick Klun quotes, the different, you look at the champions, the heroes of this sport that started there. It has all of that. But the one caveat that I say that has several events, and if we're looking at events that don't get the hype that they deserve, I got to go All American. I got to go Bass Nation National Championship. And for two reasons, it sets those events aside. You have to qualify to be part of both those events. And if you look at them, both of them steeped in history. I mean, careers were started by the All American. You know, Clark Wendlandt, that was his first big win. You look at all the past All-American winners. You look at all the past Bass Nation national champions and how many careers, Brandon Polinick, Will Davis Jr., we're seeing it right now, Mike Iaconelli, so many careers were kicked off from the Bass Nation national championship. So I'm not saying that I'm not calling it.
But those are grassroots. Even though
you have to qualify.
Grassroots. So it's the US Open grassroots. Then the Assumption Bass Club Championship is harder to win because you have to qualify for the championship, be one of the top 10 anglers in the ABC Bass Club to qualify for the championship.
Well, see, now you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that it was better. I said that if you're going to give it number two, you literally said there's the Bassmaster Classic and the U.S. Open is number two. If you're going to compare those, you cannot compare an event that I could tomorrow morning in Canada wake up, give them the digits of my credit card and enter said tournament. You cannot compare that to some of these other events that you have.
I think you can because
of
the history of the field and the quality of the anglers in that field and what the best anglers, some of the best anglers, arguably the best angler in history, has said about that event.
I like I said, those are all good points to put it there, but you still don't have to qualify for the event. If it was a qualifying event, if it was an event that you had to qualify for, I think you're right. I think you're hands down, but I just think That is one caveat. And you can say those are grassroots, but so is the U.S. Open grassroots if you really want, you know, because anybody can fish it. I mean, yeah. You want it from the back of the boat. You're moving to the front of the boat. Nobody said you had to move to the front of the boat. Nobody said.
No, I just have to make sure I sign up before the field fills up.
Yeah.
Just like exactly. A Bassmaster Open.
Yes, that's right.
Or a Toyota Series.
But we weren't even talking about those.
No, we're talking about underrated. But I don't think it has anything. So you're saying.
But I feel like. The All-Americans underrated, is it not? The Bass Nation's underrated.
I don't think
underrated.
It is anymore. I think that so the All-American has lost some of its shine that it had back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s when the bass world stopped and watched what was happening at the All-American. I don't think it's been given its due justice from the media side over the past 5 years.
I don't know.
I think if you polled a lot of people in competitive fishing that follow professional fishing, they would not know that the Bass Nation Championship is going on right now as we film this on Lake Hartwell.
Yeah. Did they know the U.S. Open happened last week?
That's why I think it might be underrated. I think there's more, but there needs to, it should be, everyone should be buzzing about the U.S. Open, in my opinion, because of what it is. And it was, at least in this part of the, it was on the West Coast at all, but I think it's underrated because, you know, you talk to people on the East Coast, I'm on the phone, there's a lot of information that's going on right now. And it was a part of the conversation, not the conversation. And I feel that's what makes it underrated because it should be the conversation that Roy Hawk is in the top 10, that Chris Zaldane has a chance to get a massive victory, that Josh Bertrand made a comeback to try to repeat. Some of those things I think should have been talked about that I didn't hear talked about, which therefore I value as underrated.
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one because I'm saying it is a great event.
Mm-hmm.
It is underrated. I agree with that. I just don't put it as highly rated as you say. I mean, it is one of the handful of events you want to win in this sport. And I think every tournament we've talked about, and I think that's a positive from this. It is great that there is, I mean, this industry and every industry, it's all top loaded. You always talk about the top. It is awesome to see that there is amazing events out there. And just the simple fact that we're having this argument, I think shows that we're doing our job to make sure that it's not underrated. So
would you ever consider fishing that event, Dave? I mean, I know you don't do the tournaments anymore, but it is a one-off. And as you have so eloquently described, you can sign up for it. Is that, I mean, I would like to see you out in the desert for 3 days in October.
I do like the desert. I do like the desert. I mean, I think I'd love to. I mean, that's definitely been my whole life. One of those ones that you're like, I want to go out there. And I'll be honest, the best PR that they ever got is Rick Klun. I mean, that quote that he made, it just shows that it's so amazing. He made one simple quote, but that quote resonated to me when I was younger. You know what I mean? That's what makes the U.S. Open the tournament that it is.
You know, he once ran 60 miles to flip a single bush in the water in the U.S. Open, caught a 3-pounder off of it, then ran 60 miles back. One bush.
I didn't know that. Do you think it maybe is a little extra special to the people that go out there because, I mean, it's an investment. Like you travel, you're like, you know what I mean? You're part of something. I don't know. Yeah, no, I definitely, I'd love to go out there one time. When are we going?
I don't know. You just have to be careful because whatever you win, you can lose it in 5 minutes on Buffalo Gold.
That'd be my luck. What a loser. I lost it all on my way to the airport. Made one stop, tried to double it and it's gone.
Red 14.
Well, let us know what you think. Keep our call. We obviously disagree on this one. And maybe I'm not allowed to fish the U.S. Open after this. Thanks, Panger.